Drasha for Seder Ekev, Tav Shin Samech Vav. The prohibition of forgetting HaKadosh Baruch Hu is said in this week's Parsha, and it was also mentioned in last week's Parsha. Here in this week's Parsha, it says that the danger of forgetting Hashem will come because you will inherit houses that are filled with all good that you didn't work on and you didn't fill up, but they were given to you when you conquered the nations, the seven nations, and these things fell to you automatically. However, in Voeschanan, there it says it's the opposite, that the danger of forgetting Hashem comes from the time that they will build houses, and they will say, Kochi va'otzim yodi, osali esachayel hazeh, that my strength and the power of my hand brought me all this wealth. So it seems a little contradictory. Here the Torah is afraid of wealth that comes to a person without any work as being a cause of forgetting Hashem. And there it seems to be wealth that comes because you put in the effort will lead to forgetting Hashem. In order to understand this, you have to understand the opposite. What is the mitzvah of remembering the Rabbanu Shel Olam? Remembering Hashem is the idea that you should have a connection to Him and a recognition of Hashem every second of your life. Because the purpose of all mitzvahs, says the Ramban, and of the entire creation, is to create that bond and that appreciation and recognition that there is a creator and that there is a connection between the creator and his creation. And this is the whole idea of the world to come, cleaving to God. Tzadikim yoshvim v'atroseihem b'rosheihem v'nehenem miziv hashchina. That tremendous pleasure that comes from bonding with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that begins in this world by a person constantly remembering. Remembering meaning having that connection and that recognition of one's dependence and closeness to God. The Sefer HaCharedim says, Huzarnu lizkor Hashem b'choleis. We are commanded to remember God every moment. The liknos hanhogos hamechuyavos mioso zechira, and to acquire all of the proper behaviors that result from that remembrance, from that bond, from that recognition, which are fear of heaven, tznius, modesty, having the proper outlooks and philosophies, and the proper midos, the proper character traits. So we see that this is a two-edged sword. Remembering Hashem is generated by the mitzvos, and remembering Hashem generates the mitzvos, which we will explain as we continue. The idea of remembering not only entails recognizing the bond that exists, but remembering means to see how important to appreciate that bond and its utmost importance in a person's life. The idea of forgetting is not only to forget something completely, to forget the connection completely, but not to appreciate it is also called forgetting, where it doesn't make an impression on you. As we saw by when Rivka told Yaakov, run away to Lavan, and then someday Esau will forget what you did to him. Do we ever think for a moment that Esau will forget the facts of Yaakov taking his bracha? But forgetting over there means it won't make an impression on him anymore. So remembering is to remember the fact and to appreciate it and understand how important it is. It should make an impression on the person. And that's what we say in the Haftorah. Vatomer Tzion Ozovani Hashem V'Hashem Shecheichoni. The Jewish people made two mistakes. First, they thought that God abandoned them. And even if he didn't abandon them, but he forgot them, he doesn't consider his relationship with them important. And on that, the Navi answers them, Hatishkach Isha Ula, is it possible for a woman to forget her offspring? The word Ula comes from the word Ila Siba Umisoba, the cause and the effect. The woman is the cause of that child. Can the cause forget the effect? They're bound together. Can't be forgotten because they're a fact. The fact is that the cause and effect are bound together. Merachem pre-bitma. And in addition, it's not only that the fact of this bond can't be forgotten, but it also is the fact that the woman who is the has that mercy on that child, the child is connected to her and she has tremendous feelings for that child, so those feelings can't be forgotten, minimized, or not make an impression. So we have both of these ideas. The idea that the fact of the bond can't be abrogated, and that the importance of the bond can't be forgotten. And this is the whole idea of Hakaras HaTov, recognizing good in the world, because through the good that God does, we recognize Him. And recognizing good means recognizing the connection that God has to the world through the goodness that He does, and also recognizing and appreciating that good. And that's the whole idea of benching, Birkas HaMazal, right? The grace after meals, which is mentioned in this week's Sedra. It has two purposes. The first blessing tells us that God is the one who provides sustenance to everything. There is that bond. There's that connection. It's a fact. And then the rest of benching is to appreciate what that bond means. And therefore we mention Bris, and Torah, and Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim, and Malchus Beis David, because that bond that God creates by sustaining everything has a tremendous purpose to it. There's the Bris, and the Torah, and Eretz Yisrael, and the ultimately Malchus Beis David, and the building of the Beis HaMikdash. All of those things make that bond extremely important. And Dafka, when a person is full, and he could come to appreciate the physical, material things more than they deserve, and make them important intrinsically. And he won't realize that they all come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he'll think that he was the one who provided his sustenance. That's when we need specifically to bench and acknowledge that God is the one who provides, He is the one who creates that bond, and that the bond is eternally important, way beyond just the good meal that you had, way beyond the material. But the material leads to eternal spiritual benefits. And therefore, in order not to forget Hashem, a person has to both recognize his bond to God and also appreciate it. Now, material things that come to a person without any effort, the danger is that the person will not appreciate those material things to their full appreciation, because what comes easy is not appreciated, and he'll see the material thing only as an end in itself and not realize how important it is, how much it can be used for spiritual ends. And that will make him appreciate the physical, material things in the world too much, at the expense of appreciating the real things that are eternal and valuable in this world, which is the spiritual things, and the ability of the physical things to be a utensil towards those spiritual things. And therefore, in Parshas Vaeschanan, the Torah said that one aspect of not forgetting God is endangered by material things that come to a person without effort. And that endangers that aspect of remembering and forgetting God, the aspect of not appreciating the bond. On the other hand, in this week's Sedra, the Torah tells us that if somebody puts effort into creating material things and generating material things, then the danger is it'll think that he is the source, and he doesn't need that bond with God, and things do not emanate from God. And that will put in danger his remembering God and put into jeopardy and generate forgetting God, forgetting the bond itself, forgetting the connection to God itself. And since remembering and forgetting entails both ideas, recognizing the bond and appreciating it, in this week's Sedra, we are dealing with the recognition of the bond itself, which is endangered by material things that come with effort. And in Parshas Vayeshchanan, we're talking about endangering appreciating the bond, which is endangered by material things that come to a person without effort. And therefore, in Kriya Shema, the first parsha, which is in Parshas Vayeshchanan, the Ohavta is the idea of recognizing how important that bond is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how it has to be Belei V'Nefesh and Ma'od. And that is recognizing how good that bond with God is, which is in line with the exhortation in Vayeshchanan of remembering God and not forgetting Him, meaning not appreciating the importance of that bond. And that is the idea of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. We accept the yoke of God's kingdom, understanding that that is the most important thing that can affect our eternal existence. And in V'hoya Im Shamoa, which is in this week's Sedra, there we want to recognize the bond itself. And that is called Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos. And that fits what we speak about in Akev of not forgetting and remembering the bond itself with HaKadosh Baruch. To further explain this, in the parasha of the Ohavta, we recognize and express our love for God because the bond we have with Him is the most important thing we have eternally. And that is the Ahava, that tremendous love in that bond that we have with God. And the way to create that bond and to really appreciate it is through learning Torah, which gives us an appreciation of the spiritual world, gives us appreciation of how to use the physical world properly. And after we have the Talmud Torah, we have the learning of Torah, then we need the protection that we shouldn't forget that bond and forget its importance. And therefore, the tefillin and the mezuzah are remembrances that prevent us from either going after the physical world for its own sake and not thinking that we are the ones as the cause, as we'll explain a little bit further on. But V'hoya Im Shamoa is talking in a time after we go into Golus, where it appears that the bond itself has been severed, and God has abandoned us and forgotten us. And therefore, in that parsha, first comes the mitzvah of tefillin, that we should recognize that the bond exists, that God is connected to our arm, to our action, to our thoughts, and that counteracts the feeling that we are the cause, kochi votzim yodi, because we tie our arm, the power of our arm, to God, and as it says, God gives you the ability to make the right decisions and have the right ideas to be successful. So our ideas also emanate from God. That's a tefillin on the head. And then the mezuzah teaches us that our homes, which may be overly important to us, and we think that that's the main thing, but put the mezuzah on the door, and that reminds us that the main thing in this world is the spiritual, eternal things, not the homes. And so first we speak about tefillin in Vayim Shamoa, in order to regain that connection to God, which was lost perceptually in Golus. Then we speak about creating that bond anew with Talmud Torah to appreciate it, and then the mezuzah.
and not to diminish the importance of that bond, which mezuzah teaches me. And therefore, in the parsha of the Ohavta, which speaks about the importance of the bond, that generates the desire to do mitzvahs. So the remembrance of God leads to mitzvahs. Whereas in V'hoyim Shamoa, first comes the mitzvos, which then generate the understanding that there is a bond with God. So, as the Ramban says, the mitzvos generate remembering God, and as the Charedim says, the remembering of God has to generate mitzvahs, each one in a different aspect of this remembrance. To understand this more, after one has that connection with God, the Ohavta, so he has to protect it. And the protection is through tefillin, because tefillin represent the fact that it's not the power of my arm and the power of my prowess and my good ideas, but all of that emanates from God. God's the one who gives us the ability to have that power. That's symbolized by tying the tefillin onto our arm and onto our head. And the mezuzah represents the idea and counteracts the idea of batim maleim kol tov. You'll have houses filled with all good, and you'll think that that's the main thing in this world. So we put the mezuzah on the door, as the Rambam says in Perek Vav from Hilchos Mezuzah, Halacha Yud Gimel. V'chol zman sheyikonish v'yetze, yifka b'yichud Hashem shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time you enter and leave your house, you'll come face to face and have to confront the oneness of God's name. And you remember His love, and you'll wake up from your slumber in the frivolities of this world, and you'll know she'ein dover ha'omeg la'olam la'omei olamim eli yedias tzur ha'olam. The only thing that lasts forever is a knowledge of God Himself. U'miyadu chozer l'daito v'holich b'darchi misharim. That will bring a person to walk in paths of righteousness. So the idea is that by recognizing the importance of spiritual things, you won't be deflected by your houses, by this physical material good, and you'll understand that those are important because they create the bond to the spiritual, not because they are ends in themselves. So the mezuzah counteracts the batim maleim kol tov, that aspect of forgetting God, by the material things that come without effort, and the tefillin counteract the forgetting of God that comes from kochi v'otzem yodi, because thinking that it's my power that did all of this. And the tefillin counteract the forgetting of God, forgetting the connection completely, and the mezuzah counteracts the forgetting that is in minimizing and not appreciating the importance of that bond. And that's why in the Ohavta, first we mention the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, then comes tefillin, then comes mezuzah. Because first we recognize the bond is there, and we recognize the importance of the bond, and we protect ourselves not to forget the bond, that's tefillin, and not to minimize its importance, that's mezuzah. And from there comes all the mitzvahs. And in V'hoyim Shamoa, we're talking in a time after the Jewish people went into Golus, where the bond was forgotten, where the bond wasn't recognized. We thought that God abandoned us. So you have to recreate the bond completely. Therefore, you have to start with tefillin, which show that there is a bond. Then you have to promote that bond through Avas Hashem and appreciate it, and then protect that you don't not appreciate it because of the material things that come easily and will make you focus on them and not on the spiritual that emanates from them. So therefore, in the Ohavta, the order is Talmud Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah. In V'hoyim Shamoa, it's Tefillin, Talmud Torah, and then Mezuzah. In times of Tsaris, the war that we are experiencing, Eish Tsara Liyakov, also has to awaken us to our need to be connected to God, that we can't do it on our own. It's not kochi v'otzem yodi. And also the importance of the spiritual, eternal things, and to see how vulnerable and how transient the material, physical things are, how they can be lost, even physical life, material possessions can be lost in a second by attacks of the enemy. So both of these ideas of seeing that we need that bond with God, that we have that bond with God, and understanding the supreme importance of that bond can be generated by contemplating a little bit the meaning and the implications of the war that we are experiencing. And then, if we remember God, then kemayim panim al panim, God deals with us as a reflection of how we deal with Him. If we remember Him, and we appreciate our bond with Him, then He will remember us and appreciate us and redeem us from all our sorrows. V'di'as kol tzedek v'mheirov yamein.